here is this Keith left. Keith and Sharon leave. Yeah. Well, these were Adam. Years ago, I was preaching at the South MacArthur Church of Christ in someplace in Texas. Where is it?
Irving.
Irving. Yeah, where the Cowboys play.
Yeah.
And we had a big meeting. They brought in a special song leader. Bernard Lasseter was his name. He was a black man. Had never met him before. Sat a big stage there. And then after service, Bernard
came walking out. And he had on yellow pants. No, they were orange pants. Orange pants, no pockets. Looked like they'd been painted on. He had a man's purse, I guess they call it, around his shoulder. I immediately was angry. And it took me about 5 seconds to get over being angry. When he opened his mouth, Jim, he began to sing. Jesus loves me. This I know. I'd never heard it like that, the way he did. I said and cried. The power, the absolute power of a song. True. Song leaders have a very grave and serious responsibility. I wish we'd stop thinking about song leaders and think about worship leaders. Anybody can sing. But I appreciate Gary, who blessed us years, and Jim, who hangs in here. And just all of you, if wherever you go home, let your song leader know. If he does good, let him know. If he's not, in a very nice way, let him know that too. I used to try that with Gary, and it never went well. Somehow or another, he got it all worked out, and he does great. Amen.